Huh? Snort thinks Snort deserve cornless fortunate cob because Snort catch dog in village. Then another big ugly coyote stepped forward. Too much being greedy. Cobless corn fortune belong to whole village. Divide up for every coyote, rich and famous to be. Well, that did it. You ever see a bunch of cannibals fighting over money? Within seconds, them coyotes had started one of the biggest riots in Ocotee County history. And we're talking about men, women, and children, fellas, the whole By George village. The air was so full of dust and coyote hair that you could hardly see anything. So why was I just standing there? Drover, this is it, son. Run for your life. I grabbed up the priceless corn cob and dived off a ledge. While I was in midair, I turned to see if Drover was behind me. He was, but not in the way I had expected. He was so scared, he ran around in a circle and I couldn't believe it. The little runt fainted. I hit the ground, lost my footing, and rolled all the way to the bottom of the caprock. I got up and shook myself. Up above, I could hear the riot. I considered going back for Drover, but not for very long. It would have been a hopeless, suicidal gesture. The little mutt had had his chance, and he'd muffed it. I hated to leave my assistant in the company of hungry, unfriendly cannibals, but at least I had saved the priceless corn cob. I mean, that sounds tacky to put it that way, but when you've got wealth, you can always buy new friends. And so, with a heavy heart, but not as heavy as it would have been if I'd lost my fortune, I loped around the base of the caprock and headed north into Blind Canyon. If the coyotes came after me, they would assume I had gone south, back to headquarters. In choosing a northerly course, well, I guess you get the picture. It was getting late in the day when I reached the Seep Springs near the head of the canyon, and I figured it would be safe for me to stop and rest. I laid the priceless corn cob down in the grass and walked to the edge of the pool. The water was clear and still, and I could see my reflection. Not a bad-looking guy. In fact, just pretty By George handsome. There was something about the nose that spoke of wealth and power. Or was it the angle of the head? Or a certain sparkle in the eyes? Hard to say, but the bottom line was rich and handsome. And that ain't a bad combination in this old world. I mean, give me a choice between good and homely and rich and handsome, and I'll take... Huh? All at once, there were two faces in the water, and I was pretty sure that only one of them belonged to me. And, uh-oh, the second face looked very much like a coyote.